Hey yo, what's up, Shady Groove listeners? This is your fearless leader Ryan coming at you. We got a special edition actually for you. I'm coming from Vermont, in the studio actually, and we used to it's an old jamming recording studio in the basement of my buddy Fury's house. So this is coming at you from the depths of the earth down here, and I'm playing the Dude on the Couch this week. It got dumped on up here in Vermont, so took a ride up, and I play that part well, the Dude on the Couch. So anyway, I thought I'd get y'all some great music and a good. I got a great set of music for you today. I went up, took some turns at Burke Mountain, and I done and got inspired for you. So we're gonna rock it. But you might hear in the background, this is Gray Boy. So sit back, relax, do what you need to do. It's shadygroove.blogspot.com, coming at you from Vermont at the Vermont Edition. Rock.
See you walking with the fella to a
Oh, man, it's amazing what those two gentlemen can do. That was the Black Keys doing The Desperate Man. That was off of their album Rubber Factory in 2004. And made me think, man, you know, I love the changes in that song. It's just like, you know, it can be chill and then it rocks. And that's all I like. It's a lot like skiing. I mean, you know, great skiing comes in bursts, I realize. And, you know, the great skiers, just really the bursts happen a lot more often. And I guess the key is just doing that, is to get that done. It's a lot harder to do, though, at the end of the day when the lactic acid in your quads is building up so much. Your mind knows what to do, but your legs just won't do it. So you got to keep those bursts going. I guess it happens with artists, too, if you think about it. You know, the great artists really just have those, you know, moments of genius more often. Anyway, before that, we heard Hugo. That was a new song. I hope you guys realized and caught it. It was 99 Problems, Jay-Z. The Jay-Z tune, 99 Problems. And that was a new release from Hugo in 2010. We started it all off with Grey Boy doing Bath Music off of his Master of the Art album in 2001. We're going to keep on rolling with the Black Crowes here. You'll hear a little bit of Black Crowes, a little bit of old 97s, you know, maybe some Keller Williams, Doug Sam, David Lowry. But just keep in here, shadygroove.blogspot.com. Check it.
Some Friday night, tell her I don't miss her. Well, won't you tell her time is treating me right? Shine a light, shine a light. Someday love is gonna take me home. Shine a light, shine a light. of my bud, honey from bees, from buckwheat wine. If we can't go do this, make our clothes from hemp and twine. Go above the mountain where the waters come from glaciers blue. Training just in case the DEA comes snooping round again. Go up on the mountain where the waters come from glaciers.
Well, the world is a world is a world is a world. as soon as Western bound. Worked 10 miles out of town. Texas Ranger flagged him down. You're brown and near the border. Better have your papers in order. Oh man, you're gone. Wanna go to California, try to find a groove there. The world is a world and I don't care what you say.
Been on a Doug Sam kick lately. That was him and his band that was doing that was Doug Sam doing Juan Mendoza off of a 2000 compilation called Original Texas Groover. That was some of his Atlantic recordings. The dude is the man. There's a lot of tribute albums to him. He was the originator of Tex-Mex music. Also in the Sir Douglas Quintet, they did the song She's About a Mover. But that's a great song there. Before that, we heard David Lowery. David Lowery is the head man in Cracker and also Camper Van Beethoven. And this is his first solo release. It was called The Palace Guards, an album called The Palace Guards. It's actually just released this year, 2011. And that's called Raise 'Em Up on Honey. That was a great one. And then we started that block off with The Black Crowes doing Shine Along off of their 2009 album. It was the second side of the album called Until the Freeze. And we're just going to keep on rolling. This is, like I said, this is Shady Groove, shadygroove.blogspot.com. And hit us up, send us a request. We are broadcasting from Vermont this week, and I've been doing a lot of skiing and got dumped on. So let's hear some freshies floating. Check it.
The word traverse is one I like to avoid. My hobbies include popping ollies off an asteroid, feeling the flow of the snow as we go. The sun makes you blush in the slush, you should know. 50 on the nose, trim nails on the toes, full charge on the pod. When it dies, it blows like the wind again and again. Stinging in my nerve ends, the chills they send in the bend of my knee. It makes me see if this can be free, if you hike up the cheese. Use them as a handhold, brave and bold in the cold, so I'm told. I'm floating on the freshies. Floating on the freshies. Floating on the freshies. On the freshies, brave and bold in the cold, so I'm told. You hike up the trees, that's not my thing. Too much work that must bring. Stick me on a lift, stick a lighter in my fist. I'm fighting for the flame, it becomes a game. Pull jacket over brain, work magic like David Blaine. Levitating, elevating, glass box vegetating. Simulator, imitate distraction from the concentrate. Goofy footed, poofy hooded, left side as I shoot it. Through the trees like the breeze as I'm floating on the fresh sheets. 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 Brave and bold in the cold, I'm a floating on the fresh sheets.
Enough, I never had it so rough ever since I've been gone. summertime.
But it's the dead of the fall, it's the dead of the night. Hell yes, I'm mine. But I think I'm gonna give it a try. There's no settling down, there's only driving down the state. So I drive.
All right, Old 97's doing Jagged. That was off of their 1999 album, Fight Songs. Man, what a long time ago that was, but seemed like it was a long time. Before the Old 97's, which, by the way, the Old 97's do have a new album out, and it is rocking. I'll be coming in next week. I'll be playing some of it, so check it out in the future. But before the Old 97, we heard Peter Tosh with Bob and the Wailers doing You Can't Blame the Youth. That was a live recording from the record plant in Sausalito in 1973. Soundboard recording, just impeccable quality. Sounds great. And that's when they first came on the scene in the United States, pretty much. But that song is pretty neat. It's called You Can't Blame the Youth. And I just talked to some friends of mine that came back from a mission trip in Haiti, and it's amazing what went on there. That, you know, especially with the you know, what they teach us in the United States, and, you know, about our leaders and about our the people that founded our nation. You know, you never know. You know, history can change itself, but you know, you never hear the stories about Christopher Columbus, like, brutally killing a bunch of native Haitians and when he got there, and, you know, coming back and bringing slaves back. It was just pretty ridiculous. But so that's a song about it. Peter Tosh did it, and before that was Keller Williams doing Freshies off of his 2007 album, 12. It's Beautiful in the Snow, and like the float over it. So anyway, Mid-Vermont here, been on this country kick. Outlaw Country has been a station that I can't stop listening to. So I got this song by David Allan Coe. I originally thought this guy was a racist, and I couldn't even listen to his music because I had that stigma of being an outlaw. And regardless of his, you know, of his prison record or whatever went on, he did end up making some great country music, and I like to stick with that. So check this out. This is David Allan Coe doing You Never Even Knew My Real Name.
Well, it was all that I could do
keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my time in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call is when Jesus has his final judgment day. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song, because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. Call me darling,
I'm walking out by myself. Well, I was talking to myself about you. What am I gonna do? I was singing this song about you. I was thinking about singing this song for you. The more I think about it, the more I know it's true. The more I think about
doing Walking. Song rocks. That's off of their 2007 album Sky Blue Sky. Today turned out to be a blue sky, the bluebird day there at the end of the day, and it was just it was killer conditions, you know, near perfect conditions up at the mountain. But again, this is Shady Groove, and I'm coming at you from Vermont. This is Eastburg, Vermont, in the basement of my buddy's house. It's a place called the Studio. And we just heard Wilco. Before that, we heard David Allan Coe doing You Never Even Call Me By My Name off of his 16 Biggest Hits album that came out in 1999. So that's pretty sweet song. Before that, well, we heard the All 97s, but you already know about that. So let's keep on rolling. This is the Wood Brothers, and we're going to hear, I'm not a religious man, but let's hear a couple songs about praying and, you know, God and suicides. Check it.
The name of the mighty hurricane blew away your feather brain. Oh, you better read that. I remember when you spoke down to the mighty lightning bolt. Took away his raincoat. But you never can pray enough. You never can pray enough. You never can pray. You better be tough, 'cause you never can pray enough. I wonder why you're messing wild with the mighty crocodile. Said he had an ugly smile. Oh, you better be tough. Why'd you think it'd be so fun? Shoot out the lights of the mighty sun. Raining bullets now, you better run. You never can pray enough. You never can pray enough. You never can pray enough. If you're gonna be the fool, you better be tough, 'cause you never can pray enough. Better be, you never can pray enough. If you're gonna be the fool, you better be, you never can pray enough. If you're gonna be the fool, you better be, you never can pray enough.
I can live with God and with suicide. The same thing holds if I close my eyes. It's a truth so pure it can kill you dead. A taste of heaven mixed with hell inside of my head. Can ignite a flame, and a girl like you can forget my.
I close my eyes. It's a chance of cure. It can kill you dead. The taste of heaven makes me hell inside of my head.
Thank you.
Mr. Lennon, Mr. John Lennon doing Be My Baby. That was off of an anthology that he had released in 1998. Before that was the Portland band Blitz and Trapper doing God and Suicide off of their Fur album in 2008. And then start off that block, we heard the Wood Brothers doing Pray Enough off their Loaded album in 2008 as well. It's been a great time, you know, sharing with you this evening. It's this Vermont edition of Shady Groove. Remember, shadygroove.blogspot.com. We're always up for some requests and some dedications or whatever you want to do. So log on, sign in. There's a new Facebook fan page coming up soon, so check that out. It's Shady Groove. And then keep it on rolling. So we only got a little bit more time with you today. We're going to hear a couple tunes and then wind it on with the Daily Dose of the Gourd. So this next one right here is a man that spent a lot of time with Mr. John Lennon, and it's Harry Nilsson doing At My Front Door. Check it.
Long ago, far away.
Excuse me. Looking for my baby, but she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking in much to my surprise. There stood my baby, looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama, come on, knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before.
Knock, knock, knock at my door. Crazy little mama, come on, knock, knock, knock.
Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band doing Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. That is just a rockin' hit right there. One of his unknown songs there. But before that was Harry Nilsson doing At My Front Door off of his Son of Schmielsen album in 1972. That's all the time I got for you today, folks. Thanks for checking it out. ShadyGroove.blogspot.com, where we play for you only the best of country rock, rhythm, blues, alternative, whatever you name it, we play it. So log on, check it out, and let's hear from the Gorge right now, doing LGO off of one of the best albums of theirs called Blitz and Trapper. Rock it!